This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kylie Toberman, 14, found dead in an RV behind her home after being reported missing. Authorities arrested Illinois man Arnold B. Rivera, age 43, with a reportedly very long criminal history after accusing him of sex assaulting and strangling Kylie with jumper cables. Rivera since charged with murder one, sex assault, and concealing a death. Jennifer Gould has the details.
Nancy, the monster who raped and murdered his 14-year-old step-niece, Kylie Toberman, was snared after his cold-blooded confession to a former partner shattered the victim's family and exposed a colossal failure in child protective services. Kylie's friend, Caitlin Schellenbarger, spoke to KSDK NBC 5.
I think that Arnold was a disgusting man and that should have never happened. And I think that she was failed as a person.
Arnold Rivera Jr., 43, faces first-degree murder charges after the horrific end of the bright seventh grader and aspiring wrestler. The arrest affidavit documents a stunning recorded phone call Rivera made around 2 p.m. to his ex-partner, Paige Stone, hours after he officially reported Kylie missing in Vandalia, Illinois, despite him knowing she was dead. In a recording of the call obtained by Daily Mail, Stone is heard sobbing as she probes an eerily calm Rivera. Listen.
What do you mean lost it?
I just lost it.
Don't do nothing stupid. My kids need you, BJ.
This ain't gonna happen in prison, so don't.
He followed the confession with a chilling suggestion that his family claim his Social Security benefits. Stone immediately alerted 911, sending police to the family's property. The charges were unsealed after Kylie's body was pulled from a derelict RV 2 days after her seven-hour search gripped the tiny town of 7,000. Rivera, her step-uncle, had been shockingly placed in care of the victim and her two younger sisters, ages 8 and 10, despite a dark rap sheet that included burglary and criminal sexual abuse of a child from 2000. Those charges were dropped, but he served 30 months for an aggravated battery plea. The environment the girls were forced into was damning. Authorities confirmed the girls had been forced to sleep in a nearby shed because child services had previously deemed the feces-ridden RV and the main house unfit for habitation. Investigators say Rivera confessed chunks of the atrocity during a post-arrest interrogation. He detailed the sexual assault that erupted after Kylie rebuffed his advances. When she fought back, he allegedly wrapped the battery cables around her neck until she went limp. He then dragged her remains to the RV and stashed the body in a tote bag amid the trash and feral animals. Rivera then tried to flee, but he was captured by a SWAT canine team. He's being held without bond in the Fayette County Jail. The Illinois State Police is continuing to investigate, and Illinois DCFS is also under fire for greenlighting the placement, despite Rivera's history. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch Crime Stories on Fox One and YouTube. Nancy?
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
She just killed her lifelong best friend by driving their car straight into a Florida lake while hammered on wine and Xanax. But 73-year-old Julia Vega had one burning concern as cops dragged her from the submerged car, her shattered dignity. Listen.
Are you giving me an answer?
It's part of the investigation, though.
Her question was, quote, why are you doing this in front of everybody, end quote. Vega wailed in newly released body cam video, slurring and swaying as officers forced her to take a roadside sobriety test while neighbors gawked. The tragedy unfolded just before midnight in Hialeah Gardens, Florida. According to court filings, Vega suddenly accelerated her gray SUV through an apartment parking lot, smashing a yellow retainer pole and chain link fence before the vehicle nosedived into a deep retention pond. The car sank rapidly, trapping 69-year-old Elsa Pintor inside. Vega managed to wiggle out of the driver's side window and was hauled to safety with a rope by a police officer. Pintor, the woman Vega called her best friend, could not free herself and was pronounced dead. Body camera footage captured Vega's disoriented state on the embankment with slurred words, bloodshot eyes, and unsteady footing. She asked this.
Did my friend die?
I don't know that part of the investigation. I'm here to conduct a DUI investigation.
When officers confirmed Pintor was gone, Vega protested the ensuing tests as she stumbled through the exercises. Toxicology reports confirmed Vega's blood alcohol concentration was a staggering 0.17, more than twice Florida's legal limit, with traces of the anti-anxiety medication Xanax in her system. Vega, a retiree with no prior DUI convictions, now faces felony charges of DUI manslaughter and vehicular homicide. She entered a not guilty plea during her arraignment and was later released on a $25,000 bond, restricted to house arrest and prohibited from driving. Her next court appearance is set for mid-December. And finally, talk about a sequel that nobody asked for. 43-year-old Christopher McKay is officially back behind bars after running the most unbelievable repeat offense in Fort Worth history, trying to rob the exact same bank that landed him in prison nearly a decade ago. McKay had previously robbed this Wells Fargo branch 9 years ago, serving 7 years for the crime. Apparently, though, that sentence wasn't a strong enough withdrawal penalty because he stormed back in, threatening employees with a handgun and demanding cash. But this heist was an instant replay fail. He fled on foot without a dime, and officers immediately swarmed the area, arresting him nearby. McKay is now charged with aggravated robbery. He tried to bank on familiarity, but he just cashed his ticket for another long deposit in Tarrant County Jail. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.